Welcome back to another episode of Tales from the Rig, where today I am going to show my wife clues either in audio, video, or photo format, and she is going to guess a story I'm referencing from our time on the road. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Picture one.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, that's a really good photo.
Yeah, this is when I used to like over filter the shit out of our photos. This style is no longer in, but it's, if you're just listening and not watching, I am reaching up with the heavens behind me, like shining on me,
glorious sunbeams coming from your head,
grabbing a blueberry. And here's picture two.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that cat. There are so many cats that come up to us on the road.
There will be cat stories.
There will definitely be cat stories. Luna?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say Moon, but that's less Luna. Cool. This is a beautiful, beautiful harvest host site on a blueberry farm.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. She was so cuddly.
She was so cute. And I love those ripped jeans. They eventually ripped in the crotch, so I had to throw them away, but they were my favorite.
It's not where ripped jeans are supposed to be ripped.
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the pictures are very unassuming because it's very Instagram-ish. It's like beautiful, like we're relaxing, which we were.
Mm-hmm.
We were.
Mm-hmm.
Until, I don't think I even need to press play on the video.
You really don't.
Do you understand what's happening?
Oh, I understood from the moment you showed me a blueberry. Yes.
Blueberry. I should have just shown you a single blueberry. Do you think you would have gotten it still?
I don't know. If you would have shown a blueberry, a handful of blueberries, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, so the last clue is a video that I do not need to press play on. It is multiple hands with multiple tools on top of our generator. This brings us to tale four, which is called Boondocking Blueberries. Very unassuming title. I feel like I'm not doing a great job with the titles. Like, that
right.
sounds really cute, and it was not a very cute situation.
I would call it the Boondocking Blues. Is what
okay.
I would call it.
I haven't put the clue out yet, so maybe we should go with that.
Yeah,
I
maybe.
Like that better. This tale is about our first time boondocking. And if you don't know what boondocking is, it essentially means that you're camping without the necessary hookups. We define necessary as electricity, water, and sewer hookups.
We define necessary as all of them.
All of the things.
All of the above.
But some people who do full-time RVing, they love to boondock.
Love it.
Like, they are one with nature.
They live
and
for it.
They are fine with it. We are not those people. However, we had a membership that gave us free nights of boondocking, one overnight stay, and we thought we probably need to use this at some point.
Yeah, because what we had heard when we started out is that everyone needs this membership.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, let's get it. We bought the whole year, $120, something like that, and we were like, yeah, let's give it a go.
Let's give it a go. We get there like in the afternoon, I think, mm-hmm. like around dinner time-ish. And so, you know, we're like, okay, let's do the blueberry picking. Because the expectation, well, unsaid rule is they let you stay there for free. You support their business, which we're like, fine. That's
totally.
Awesome.
And this particular establishment was a you pick blueberry farm.
Yes, it was so freaking cute.
Adorable.
So freaking cute. Like, I'm going to have to repost the Instagram pictures because it's so cute. So we, you know, get the spiel about blueberries. We didn't know there were different types. We didn't know there were different.
Like seven different types.
Yeah, and they're like kind of like wine, how you would have like a tart wine and a sweet wine, and you have grapes, like different grapes for that. There were blueberries for baking and just some for eating and like all these things.
All the different kinds of bloobs.
All the things, all the bloobs. We do the things, and we use the generator that we had only once, and it's a decent sized generator.
It's a big generator.
Yes. It can power the AC, so we can be our little, what do they call it, glamping. We can glamp in our 65 degree weather we sleep in. But it's kind of like after a brand new vehicle or a lawnmower, like after you run it once and it's brand new from the factory, you're supposed to change the oil right away because the metal shavings like get in there from it being new, whatever.
This was my biggest point of frustration because we had run the generator once at your dad's house. It was terrible and it was in a thunderstorm and it got very wet and it was not supposed to. But
it was so bad.
I had asked you to change the oil multiple times. And you kept saying, no, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
I never
and
I'm
like,
it.
Should I do it? And you're like, no, I'll do it.
To be fair, this was before I knew I had ADHD. And this past summer, like literally 2 weeks before this story we're telling, I got a severe ADHD diagnosis. And I was like, Accurate.
But that means that now we are at the time of impact, and we're gonna need to use this bad boy, and the oil has not been changed.
We have lots of blueberry stuff though, like blueberry jam, blueberry syrup,
which is very helpful.
We've been hanging out with a cat named Luna. Oh, and to be fair, I had great intentions of changing the oil on the generator. I had never done that, but I had changed the oil on a vehicle before. So I'm like, how hard can it be? And we had like all of the tools and supplies. However, there was a wild card in the mix.
Someone saw our handle on our rig and they came over to chat, which was very nice, but it sent us into the night hours when the sun had set. And in Michigan, when the sun sets in the summer, it sets at like 10 p.m. So
and
like
you
we were
our mosquito food.
You the mosquitoes were nuts.
When the sun goes down, what's like a movie? Gremlins. So how you're not supposed to feed them after midnight or put water on them, like bad shit happens. When the sun goes down in Michigan the middle of summer, you need to be inside or have a fire going or something because the mosquitoes are awful. They're so bad.
And I have sweet blood. They will just chomp, chomp, chomp. I'm donezo in the summertime at night. So
how did we get food? We had dinner. Did we have food delivered? No, we went and got food. We freaking left. We picked blueberries. We socialized.
We were
we shopped,
so naive.
We went and got food and we're like, yeah, we'll just like have some takeout and then
we were
change
so
the oil
optimistic
and like hook up and everything. Mind you, some people have their generator like on board, like in their rig or underneath it, or it's built in. Ours was not. So what we're about to explain to you was a very public situation.
Oh, yeah.
Very public.
Yeah. It was in the back of our truck. We brought it to the tailgate. And my dearest says, can't be that hard, but we have zero supplies. Like, we've got the oil and that's about it. And we're like, well,
we've got the oil pan, we've got the oil, we've got the funnel. However, it's starting to get dark very quickly. People are talking to us. Mosquitoes. Just a few are like giving some warning nibbles. Like, guess what? The sun's going to be gone and we are going to devour you.
Yep.
But like, so you're smacking, right? If you've never been bit by a mosquito, first of all, congratulations. We're swatting, you know, so that stops you. You're like trying to change oil and they're like, ow.
Then we have to put literal headlamps on because it is so dark at this point. And again, we're not at an establishment. So we are literally in a blueberry field.
Everyone went away. Everyone, like the store closed. They went to their house and left. And then everyone else who was boondocking there with us. Was it just there were two other people boondocking. There was the family.
Yep.
And then the couple in the back.
And you could hear someone else's generator going. Mm-hmm. Someone else had that.
Someone else figured it out.
So
they're inside in the safety of their own home from the mosquitoes. Mind you, it's also a travel day. So we're like tired at this point, and we haven't traveled in like 3 months. Like we were in one place all summer. It starts to get bad. And then, I don't know if you remember this part, I spill the oil because I can't see and there's mosquitoes and I'm like frustrated and tired. So then I spill the oil and we're like, shit, you cannot oil on the ground. Not good. Oil on the back of the truck, the tailgate, like everywhere. So then we're trying to like absorb and scoop up the oil because I'm like,
oh,
there's
I do
a cat.
Remember that.
I'm like, yeah. Luna's going to get
out for Luna.
Oil poisoning.
That's right.
And like there's nature. And it's just this whole thing. So the oil spills. We're trying to clean up. So finally we get the oil changed. It's dark at this point.
We did try. Like, we were so frustrated that we were like, what if we did just try to sleep with the windows open? We went in. We opened windows on both sides of the rig so that we could try to get a cross breeze. And it was dead stagnant air, super humid. And we were like, this is not going to work.
Well, to be fair, our windows were like this big.
Valid.
Like our rig was so small, there was not our rig was basically a shoebox for a cross breeze. And this rig, you can open all the windows and get a good breeze.
For
this
sure.
one, you could not. We finally get the oil change, and then you have to like exhaust the generator away so you're not breathing in the fumes. And then we've only ran the generator once, and we had help there. Like Albert was there, my dad was there. So between
Uncle
four
Mike
of us,
there, yeah.
we were figuring it out, and we just assumed. We assumed like, oh, this will all come back to us. Like we understand. You like plug it in this order, and then I believe it like didn't start. Like remember, we couldn't get it to start.
Oh, it was throwing an error code.
That's right.
And we were like, what does that mean? So then we got in the truck because we were being eaten alive and we could not figure this out. And then people are like, oh yeah, just get this neutral ground plug thing.
Oh my God.
That you plug in.
Neutral ground plug.
And I was like, I don't know what that is, but like also did not have one. At this point, I am so tired. I was so tired. It was almost midnight. I start calling hotels. I start calling nearby hotels. And
by the way, please go watch this video because the footage is like Blair Witch Project. Like if you're too young to know what that is, like please go look up Blair Witch Project because it's like shaky and then like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Like it's so intense. And then there's just a moment where we're sitting in the truck and you hear.
Because I was like, fuck this. I'm out. And
it was 11 by this time. I remember it was like 11 p.m. It was bad.
Yep. And I started calling nearby hotels. But because it was
holiday weekend,
I think it was 4th of July. Everyone's like, no room at the inn. And I was like, I don't know what to do in this moment because I am going to weep or I am going to pass out. Like one of the two. And I was like,
so hot.
Then we were like, can we sleep in the truck? I don't honestly know. Did we get it started? I think we got it started, but it was still throwing the code, but it was like a warning. And we were like, oh, are we going to blow up or can we just sleep like
so
this?
So essentially, I believe you are not supposed to do it without the neutral plug because then it wasn't grounded.
It wasn't grounded.
So it could have melted the wires. Like it could have started
a fire. Oh, yeah, that's right. Could have blown us up.
It could have blown us up. But at this point, like we researched so much and some people were like, no, if it's for one night, like it's fine. Just don't do this long term. And we needed to sleep. Like we were starting to lose it.
I considered knocking on their door and
did
being
you?
Like,
"You never shared that with
can
me.
Can we sleep inside, please?" I was so desperate. I was so tired.
It was
I remember
so
it.
Bad. This went on till at least midnight, maybe 1 a.m. And I remember you were sitting in our rig with the freaking whatever
headlamp.
This is headlamp, like
right.
looking at instructions. I'm Googling it. And finally, we're just like, we have to run this. But because it was semi-dangerous, I didn't sleep that night. Like the whole night, it was like, we're going to blow up. We're going to catch on fire. We're going to be on news because we're going to burn down this blueberry patch. Like it really just
a patch.
It just
oh, my God.
Up. And so eventually it worked. And we woke up the next morning and we felt dead inside in our souls.
I was just happy that it was over, to be honest. I was like, let's just get back on the road. Let's do this. I want to be done with this.
Yeah. And we never boondocked again.
Never again. And we canceled that membership.
We canceled
and we said, listen, this is probably
so
great
fast.
For people who can do this, but we are not those people. We need air conditioning. We need white noise. And we need the perfect pillow.
Oh my
or
God.
We will
okay,
not survive.
Okay, to be fair, we have done partial boondocking since then. So we have.
We've hated it though.
We finally found a rhythm. So will we boondock without electricity or will we camp without electricity? No. We have always had electricity. Mm-hmm. And when we have lost electricity, that has been a fucking nightmare. But since then, we have camped without water. Where we've had to fill our fresh tank and use that.
Hated it.
And we have also camped without sewer.
Hated that. Even worse.
We hate all of it.
Even worse. We are not. Listen. Listen. We say that we are budget conscious travelers. And we do this lifestyle on a budget. And that doesn't mean that we're restricted. It just means that we budget our money so that we know what everything's going to cost and we try to stay within that budget. When you find people on the internet who are like, yeah, this can be cheaper than owning a house. Sure can be. But
Not that cheap.
I am not willing to boondock. And so that's what, when you see people who are like RV on a budget, you normally see them just tell you to boondock. And I'm for those of you,
I'm like so impressed with people who can do this, because it literally turns me into a crazy person. Like,
they're wizards.
They will go in a pod of them and like go out at, on BLM land, which is Bureau of Land Management.
It's free.
Like, it's free government land, so you can like camp there. And they go out there and they have a whole group of them. And I'm just like, I admire it. I can't.
They've got like these refillable bladders for water, and
it's impressive.
They shower with the water heated by the sun. I was not made to live off the land. Listen, I understand what this makes me sound like, but we did not start this lifestyle to be one with nature all the way.
Mm-hmm. That is not the word I thought was coming when you said, listen, they shower.
Oh,
I thought we had a different one coming.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, we have,
oh man,
slightly, we have gone without hookups, just not all of them at the same time ever again.
Yep.
And that was the story of what is this
of
called
the boondocking blues.
The boondocking blues, because we were fucking sad and sleep deprived.
We were like, sad. All you do is make me sad.
Luna was cute though.
Luna was adorable. The
blueberries were amazing.
The blueberries were awesome. We had like a pound. He's just like, he was so nice. He's like, just keep picking.
Nice.
We're like, thank you, sir, but we live in a shoebox, so we don't have much more room.
I'm so glad we didn't burn down their farm. They were
that would have been a really sad twist to this story.
A very lovely family. I remember just mowing on blueberries in the middle of the night.
Not a care in the world. That's right. Thank you for coming along on this tale. That was terrifying, and we try never to boondock if we can help it.
And if you're a new RVer, please don't ask us about boondocking. Clearly, we are not,
we're not
the source
ones
for that. But if you want to know like anything outside of having to rough it, we've got you.
And if you don't already follow us on social media, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, at Life with Beth and Court, and lifewithbethandcourt.com is our website with blogs and resources for those of you who want to join the RV lifestyle, but maybe not boondock. Maybe live this lifestyle with... What are you doing with your face?
I don't know. I thought I was supposed to be winking, but then I realized I can't really... Is that not winking?
If you
winking?
Wink with both eyes, it's blinking. Yeah.
I'll do this.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.